Russia has been using cyber attacks to disrupt Ukrainian defense forces. And the Russian government says that it is also partially limiting Facebook access because the platform is restricting some pro-Kremlin accounts. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lee McKnight, associate professor in the Syracuse University School of Information Studies. Thanks for talking to us today. So we've been hearing that some activist Facebook accounts have been attacked. What does that mean?
Well, it means that they're basically being shut down or taken over by the Russian hackers, which could be either, you know, state employed or affiliates that are in their own private employ, but kind of cooperate and work with the Russian government.
Is there anything Facebook can do about it?
At a certain level, not that much, because, you know, these are accounts like any others. They can help restore. Like if people complain and say, my account's been taken down, you can go through the formal, normal procedures. And then when there's larger scale campaigns, they can sort of organize to try to mediate or block some of those. But it's a kind of responsive rather than proactive at this point,
okay,
given that there's so many different things happening.
And so how are we able to distinguish between what hackers are doing and what the Russian government is doing about, you know, limiting activist accounts?
Yeah, so that's the word. The key word there is attribution. And that's usually very difficult to do and very, very difficult to do in real time. So the short answer is you don't really know. You just see what's happening, and then it takes some time to sort of unravel that, and it can't always be unraveled. So the reality is it looks the same. It could be, the attacks on the websites being taken down. You don't actually really know who's behind it until after the fact, typically.
And this also tells us that the Russian government, you know, is watching these people closely.
Yes, absolutely. No, I'll just say, you know, I personally have gotten a strange email from Russia just the day they attacked and a week earlier. And I said, okay, I'll take note. They're somehow noticing me too. So they're definitely doing that kind of thing, reaching out to people and sending little notices since I got one myself, you know. And of course, I didn't respond. And that's what you should do. You should not respond. Don't click anything.
Did they threaten you? What was odd about the other than it being from the Russians?
I say there was one key word. So-and-so, I won't say their name, worries you. And I say, okay, that was the first three words. And then it asked for me to share information with them. And again, one where you could read it as just an innocuous reading out. You could read it as a cultivation. And then you could read that word worries as a mistake that they put in, but to other friends, they're saying it was kind of obvious. So whatever.
Sort of a veiled threat, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounded, felt like. But
was there anything whatever. You could have clicked on in that email?
No. It was inviting me essentially to become a Russian agent. So I did not accept that invitation.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks very much for sharing your experience with us. We appreciate
sure.
the time. And it's Lee McKnight, an associate professor of Syracuse University School of Information Study. Sounds like Russian forces are reaching out to touch him anyway.